T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
So then Phoebe says, he's mashed up the fries.
Yeah.
Tell it again.
Come on.
I didn't put the right emphasis on it. Dave Murray rejoins us. Hello, Dave.
Hello there.
So, hey, it's sticking out there in the homeless park.
Yeah, and been getting a lot of pictures on Facebook around the area, and it's it's certainly on the grass. Some roads are getting at least slick. Temperatures are below freezing, so kind of keep that in mind, that even though the roads may look just wet, we're below freezing, and that's going to cause some problems from time to time.
So more of the farther northwest you are, I guess?
It still is, on the average, it's an inch, but there are some spots up to 2 inches. I would say north, northwest, over to the southwest, kind of going down 44 is the best shot of seeing up to 2 inches of snow. But that's pushing it in a lot of locations.
And then sunny and cold, but then more weather rolls in Thursday.
Right. Tomorrow is lots of sun. It's light winds, but a high temperature of only 29, 30 degrees. The lowest high temperature ever in the month of November was 12 degrees back in 1950. Coldest ever in November is 1 degree in 1964. And you may be wondering, do we get snow in November? Yes. The most snow. I want to take a stab at the most snow we've ever seen in November in St. Louis?
14 inches.
Okay, there's one guess.
7 inches.
18.
Happened in 1951.
Mm. Oh, 51.
Yeah. Oh, then 25 inches.
Yeah. Before climate change.
The old 51.
Ah, the old 51.
I forgot about 51.
15.
Using those old-style rulers.
Yes.
Wait a minute. Are we talking about in one shot or the whole month put together?
No, for the whole month. For the whole month.
Oh.
Though
it changes every time.
Okay.
40 inches.
Okay.
6 feet.
It mainly happened in one shot, though.
Okay.
5.5 feet.
Please tell us.
I'm going to go up to 20 inches.
11.3 inches.
Okay. All right.
That's kind of let down.
Yeah, that's not so much.
Actually, close, he was pretty close.
Didn't seem that bad.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Doesn't seem that bad.
We all kind of Rachel'd that one.
Yeah.
Really? 180 inches.
It keeps it fun, you know?
Yes.
A million
thousand inches. Okay.
And billion inches.
Then on Thursday.
I'm just going to go now.
Yes.
So, tomorrow's quiet. It's cold. Wednesday's quiet. It's cold. Thursday, a system coming out of the Texas Panhandle kind of gets itself going. Oklahoma, Arkansas, Kansas, southwest Missouri borders. It really pulls itself into a low-pressure system. So it's a southern low. It will track off to the northeast, keeping us primarily on the cold side of the system. Those are always tricky storms to forecast this far out. But if the track goes the way I think it's going to go, we could be looking at 2 to 3 inches of snow out of that thing Thursday night.
He says.
But I still think Thanksgiving is going to be warmer. The stretch from the 19th to the 24th looks like a nice rebound in temperature.
Did I see some back and forth texting about the winter forecast?
Yes, you did.
This Thursday.
Let's
do
it.
Love it.
You guys are the first to see it.
Bam.
So since there's
see it, but to hear it.
Right. Well, there's no television involved.
Right.
Can we get
Why don't
a little,
you say that a little more insultingly?
Well, I don't care about television. No one watches television. What I'm asking is, can we get a little something?
Sex?
You're going to get a lot of detail. A lot of detail.
No. I mean, like, ahead of the time. He would never,
Oh, can he give us a forecast of the forecast?
Yeah, a little.
We're the ones that get the forecast.
Now we're screwing ourselves, you idiot.
No, I know.
Because we're promoting.
We don't need a preview. We are the spot. We're the place.
So he comes on, he goes.
Only place to get it.
I'm seeing giant snows in December. That's it. That's all he's got to say. That's all he's got to say. And the numbers on Thursday.
How is everything you're saying making you seem like that special kid from a rich family?
Let me put my cap back on.
Mark, if you sell this on Thursday, I'll give you a little preview.
Sell it?
Yeah. Sell the winter forecast.
Oh. But no one sells it like close.
But you got to. But I don't know what I'm selling. You got to give me
selling Dave Murray's
the freaking winter forecast, man.
No. The
number one ratings getter
ever,
quarter after quarter after quarter after quarter. On television.
Now that you're no longer on television.
The new Chevrolet Caprice is coming out next Tuesday.
Is that a thing?
And it's going to have a radio that does something that's never done it before. Boom.
What are you saying?
Boom. People are going,
he's in his own
I
world.
Can't wait for the Caprice. They're lining
you don't
up.
Need to
there's
going to
be a radio that does something it's never done before?
It's an example. That's
okay.
The new old Cutlass Supreme.
That's right. It's going to be the best looking car.
Yeah.
It's and got people an are, AM radio
yes,
in it.
And they're going to the Olds dealer and lining up.
The new Chevy Silverado. Does it fly? Find out Thursday.
And they're tuning in.
He doesn't need to promote. It's the winter forecast. People all, want to know what yeah. that is anyway.
It promotes itself.
You just inadvertently.
Here's a tease for you. You know, some places in the winter
what?
Get several feet of snow. Mm-hmm. Can it happen here?
There you go.
So, we're getting 11
we
and a half
beg
again.
For it, for the love of God.
You inadvertently fell into your Bill Cosby.
Did I?
Yeah.
It doesn't need to promote it because it's on the show. The first 10 people that hears the forecast get free pudding bob salad.
That would be a promo. That's how you promote stuff.
Okay.
You know, there's plenty of people giving forecasts.
It doesn't need
to be promoted. Well, I'm just...
It doesn't need help. It does just fine on
He's
its own.
He's just trying to get a little extra something.
Yes.
For who?
For himself, I guess.
Himself,
yeah,
of course.
I get a little something.
Got
you know
corner?
Why? Because if he gets a little something... He'll blab it all over the place.
Yeah, right.
Ain't that the truth, Dave?
I convinced Dave Murray to
right.
pre-promote.
Do you have anybody really call you out at Florissant yesterday?
No. They were. That's my close.
Oh.
No, it was exactly what we said it would be.
Closest corner, hero. Brought to you by Schnucks. So if you need bread and
that.
Schnucks, bread and milk for this incredible snowstorm.
Toilet paper. Don't forget the toilet
that
paper.
Dave is going to be talking about Thursday, 24 inches. Get there. Get a little more holiday this season with Schnucks Rewards. Download the app today. Shout-outs. I give me shout-outs. One actually happened before the parade. We were over at 61 Roadhouse having dinner, waiting to see Billy Peek. The guy killed it. He's awesome. And as we're sitting there.
Shout-out to Billy.
A young lady walks by
shout
the table. Shout out to music. Shout out to the pork steak.
Shout out
we
to
had.
Guitars.
Love the pork steak.
Love me some iced tea.
Yep. And the lady came by and she said, "Hey, I just want to tell you I love the show." And she goes, "And when can I come down and be in the studio?"
Oh, man.
And I said, her name's Dee Dee. I said, "Anytime, Dee Dee, you want to come down, you're more than welcome." Now I've invited her.
Dee Dee.
And I'm hoping that maybe she
they
comes
out of
down.
My laboratory.
So
we're all doing our own show.
I know, pretty much. That's all right. Also, a shout out.
You do know that every DD in St. Louis is going to be coming down. There.
We've got room. We can take turns having them come in. Tim Miller met Tim yesterday.
He didn't get quite the shout out, did he?
Well, Tim's a nice guy. Nothing special.
DD got invited.
Yeah. You know what? I didn't invite Tim.
Way to go,
Tim. You're invited. Mr. Brown, who rented a house to me when I was...
Is that what you call your butthole?
Mr. Brown.
Wow.
Man. You know...
We took a nasty turn again.
Why? We're going to play that for Kill Meats producers, and he's never going to get on. Even with the mashed potato story, you're not getting back
this
on.
This is the kind of premium content you only
that's
get
right.
in the afternoon.
Locally. You only get that. That's not yeah. national. That's local.
Imagine if you'd have used that one this morning.
Oh, that would have been really... Just a tone comes on the show's off the air. Who else? Oh, but no, we gave away lots of heat bars yesterday. People were very kind. That's why I walked. During the parade, I like to get up and get close to the listeners. Mm. And I was able to do...
It's the first time he's done it.
And that's why I loved it.
That's why I like to do yeah, that.
You know me. I always like to
always
walk
like
and
to
get
walk.
Close. We've been in a dozen in of these parades. That's yep. the first time I've ever
no,
done
I
have, it.
No, I did. I walked downtown one time with Jeff Allen. Jeff and I walked, held hands, and we went through the whole thing.
It's, that doesn't count because there's nobody at that parade.
That's a good point. But we had a wonderful time. Thank you very much. How much time do I have left?
4 minutes.
Too much.
Oh, okay. Oh. I'm going to take the next 4 minutes to promote the forecast coming up this Thursday.
Do that.
Veterans Day. Dave told a great story about his dad and his brother. My dad was a veteran, served in World War II in the Philippines. He was 19 years old. He was his freshman year at SLU University. He got drafted, went into the military, went and served in the Philippines. I always tell the story about he got on a transport ship at Lake Charles, Louisiana, all the way over, and he said there were so many guys that would take turns. 8 hours of sleep, 8 hours of work, and then 8 hours of eating and just whatever you want to do. And he said after every meal, he said you'd walk to the top of the ship, and the entire ship would be lined with guys barfing.
Wow.
Every time they'd eat, barf, and the whole time over. He said he lost like 15 pounds.
I would love to know how close my dad was to your dad, because my dad was in the Philippines for a couple of years.
That's correct. Yeah, yeah. My father was on a howitzer, which is the guns that kind of recoil back and forth. And I think your dad was kind of like my dad in that he didn't talk about it.
No.
The only time I ever really saw him get any conversations, we'd go to the American Legion, like for a barbecue, and he'd get around some of his buddies, and he'd start talking about it. And he was laughing about being a jackass 19, 20-year-old kid. They're shooting the howitzer off, and the howitzer shell that comes out, that ejects out, is probably 4 feet long, and he's just being an idiot, and it came ejecting out and went flying by, and he put his hands like it, he was going to push it and burn the crap out of his hands. His friends are like, what are you doing, you idiot? And he burns them. So anyway, the other part of the military, my father can sleep standing up. He said he learned how to do that because the famous line is get in line and wait. He did all that. The other big thing he talked about is when they were in the Philippines, they would get cigarettes shipped to them nonstop. That was a big deal. Whether you smoked or not, you got cigarettes. And the other one was Pabst Blue Ribbon.
Hmm.
And they'd be out in the field somewhere, and a truck would come up, and they would unload Pabst Blue Ribbon. And it's obviously warm because they didn't have any ice in them. And he said that was the greatest beer he ever drank. Hmm. Was in the middle of the field there drinking a warm Pabst Blue Ribbon. But he said that the kind of stuff that he remembered. But other than that, he really didn't talk about it too much. Tony mentioned it earlier about Veterans Day, is that we take that time to salute the veterans and to thank them for their service. This should be done. This should be done all year long, every day. And the other thing, I brought it up before in the past, is you got to remember, everybody in this room right now, especially, we'd be so much older. These kids were like 18, 19 years old, leaving their home, going 4,000 to 5,000 miles away, getting shot at, standing. It's amazing. It's amazing. And whether, you know, you could be pro-military without being pro-war. I think a lot of those people get that all mixed up. Mm-hmm. I think that was the problem with the Vietnam War, which, again, is probably one of the worst. What was that?
It's Dave.
Oh, sorry. The Vietnam
with
War.
The report's coming in.
Sorry. is to this day.
Prepping me.
The worst stain on America's history. The way they treated the Vietnam vets was absolutely just disgusting.
Amen.
And the way that and it was just, and I saw it, man. I was, you know, I'm working at Casey, and these guys are coming back. I worked with some guys at Casey that had been to Vietnam and came back, and they would never talk about it because they knew people would harass them, you know, baby killer and all that. Like, these kids wanted to go to Vietnam.
Like, there's no such thing as a draft.
Yeah. Like, it was their choice to get, and get shipped over there, and for 4 years or whatever they did. So
it's a black eye.
It is a black eye. And hopefully we make ourselves better by paying attention to our veterans day in and day out. Just even a thank you. You know, a lot of guys buy them dinner. I've seen you do it before, Dave, and stuff. That's a great thing. But just to go to them and say, hey, thanks for your service. You know, 18, 19 years old and going that far away from home. Pay attention to the vets.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.